This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, and everybody that's doing whatever you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, let's not forget also the over-the-road truck drivers out there and the bulk mail center haulers that are hauling the mail in between the bulk mail centers. Very important job this time of the year to get the Christmas gifts to where they need to be for Santa to deliver them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Okay, well, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend from UndergroundUSA.com. It's none other than Frank Salvato.
Mr. Kid.
Here you are. Give you a big build-up. People are out there on the porch. 69 degrees, and they're feeling good. By the way, they're all New Orleans Saints fans, so they're really feeling good. But that is what it is. Okay, thank you. Okay, see ya. There they go. They've left. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I want to talk about Joe Manchin, but I'm going to do it in a little different way. I'm going to talk about the way that Bernie Sanders tore into him and Kyrsten Sinema yesterday, saying that they were acting like Republicans. Well, and of course, AOC and company said, well, maybe they should just join the Republicans. Well, gee, guys, if they did that, you would suddenly be in the minority. And oh, by the way, Bernie, for him to come out and say, we've got 48 senators that have voted for this on my side of the aisle, and he could make the vote, and we could get this all taken care of. It's very important part of Joe Biden's agenda. Give me a break.
Well, what he defies here is the fact that we don't vote Democrat or Republican. The Senate's not supposed to do that. They're supposed to represent their states. So no vote is expected from any senator. They have the right to vote one way or the other. Democrat, the political parties, as much as everybody wants to forget this, they don't run the country.
Nope.
The government runs the country. This is exactly what George Washington was worried about in his farewell address, where he said, beware of factions. Mm-hmm. They will be the ruin of the republic. Democrats, they shouldn't be voting in lockstep. Republicans shouldn't be voting in lockstep.
Nope.
Each senator should be voting for what's best for their state.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no expectation that Manchin would automatically vote Democrat just because he's a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's ridiculous. Oh, and by the way, what party does Bernie belong to?
He's an independent.
He's an independent. So
until he runs for president.
Yeah. It's only because he votes lockstep with Democrat that they have 50 votes on the Senate floor. So why don't you put up or shut up, Bernie, and just say that you're a Democrat? And by the way, Bernie, why don't you and the rest of these social Democrats form your own party?
Sure. Sure. They can become the Democratic Socialists, which is what they are.
That would be a lot more honest than what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, everybody that's listening to us has heard us go through this before. But I hate to tell this to people, but you reap what you sow when you allow these people to be elected, whether they're elected legally and by the book and everything was done above board, this, that, and the other. I'm sorry, but somebody's voting for these people. Somebody.
Well, this is like, yeah, there's about 81 million. They're saying 81 million voted for Biden.
That's what he said.
You know,
I don't believe that either.
Neither do I. The voters are the ones that are responsible for putting people like AOC, like Ilhan Omar, like Bernie. Those are the people who vote for them are responsible for the condition our country is in today.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I'd like to only point my finger at Bernie and only point my finger at AOC, you really have to point your finger at the people who vote for these idiots and ask them, what the hell are you doing?
Yep.
You know, Joe Biden, his approval ratings now are supposed to be down around 36%, and we know all polls are hyped up, so he's probably in the 20s.
Right. And in some cases,
but you have to ask the people who voted for him, what were you thinking? And we have to start holding them responsible for what this guy is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hold the people who voted for these idiots responsible and call them out. I'm not saying you have to hate your neighbor, but you do have to question them and say, why did you vote for him?
Yep.
Possibly voted for him.
Yep. And of course, Kirsten Powers, remember her?
Yep.
She's now with CNN. She says maybe it would be better if Joe Biden left the Democratic Party so that Joe Biden wouldn't be Joe Manchin, that is, so that Joe Biden wouldn't be blamed for not uniting the Democrats. Well, wonderful. Great thinking there, Kirsten.
Yeah, she's kind of an idiot, too.
No kidding. All right, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, ho, 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 and ha, ha, ha. Thank you very much, Mr. Frank. That's Santa's helper, by the way. Santa's helper, the elf by the name of Frank. Now, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S Nissan. And, you know, it's just amazing how they continue to get people from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay. Moss can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Remember, they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans and first responders, church pastors too, get a great deal of care given to them and great deals as well. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville, a brand new Moss Nissan on State Route 50. It ought to be open in about 2 months or a little less. Now, remember, they've got a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Trade-ins, clean trade-ins, are commanding a great resale price right now, 25 to 35% more than what they were worth 6 months ago. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, we're back with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We do have a caller, and I'm going to go right to the line. I believe it's Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Okay, Elliot, what's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain. You know, Captain, some of your audience that may be naive about what's going on at the border, you know, you and I, as well as others, have been talking very deeply about what's happening. I'd like to give them a heads up once again, in case you don't know. The Chinese drug mafia is in Mexico. They are joined at the hip with the powerful billion-dollar drug cartels who operate the plaza.
Now, Mexican presidents are paid off in favor of access to border routes. Months ago, I told your audience, we must use our military. I said that over 6 months ago. I would send 1,000 members of the 10th Mountain Division, 250 members from 82nd Airborne, 250 members from the 101st Airborne Division, combat engineers to map the complete border for subterranean movement of people underground, drone operators, 500 military police, special forces helicopter pilots, search out and destroy drug compounds. We must go into Mexico and stop it. Thank you very much.
Right. And I don't think Elliot was listening to me last hour, but last hour, Frank, I got up on my pedestal and I said, if I was in charge, I would go into Mexico and destroy the drug cartels, every one of them.
No, you know, it's you're not going to see it with this president because he wants open borders. He wants to pad the border rolls with newly minted and illegals who've received amnesty. But you know, you got to be careful about going in there and doing the drug cartels without the blessing of the Mexican government. Otherwise, what you've just said is an act of aggressive war, and allegedly we don't do that.
I'm scared to death about Mexico.
Yeah. No, Mexico's been a gateway for a lot of different things. You know, and as much as I'd like to stop the illegal drug traffic, I'd also like to stop the ability for people who really want to do violent harm to our country from doing that, and the human traffickers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just need to secure our border to the point where they don't have the pipelines coming into our country.
Yep.
It is doable, and we're seeing it start to happen in Texas, where Abbott's starting to finish the wall that was started.
Yes, sir.
You know, so we just need you are not a sovereign nation if you don't have sovereign borders. Right now, we don't have sovereign borders, especially on the southern border of the United States. It just has to be done. So as much as I would vote, you know, as much as the world would be a different place if Elliot was in office and you were in office where Howard would deal with Mexico, the bottom line is we got to secure the southern border, and it's wide open right now.
Yeah, well, I don't need to be in office. Just put me in charge of the Drug Enforcement Agency, and I'll show you what to do.
Yeah, I mean, we've interceded in countries like Colombia.
Oh, yeah. We're there now.
You know, to do drug intervention down there. We can do it in Mexico. You know, I mean, I'm not necessarily scared that Mexico is going to invade the United States and go after the drug cartels, but we have to be careful about what would happen in our inner cities because, like it or not, a lot of the gangs that move these illegal drugs that come from the Mexican drug cartels, they're pretty well armed.
And, yes,
they would go to war. So we've got to clean up the cities to secure the southern border before we go after the drug cartels. Otherwise, we're going to start a war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, I think that Biden is going to come down with some new rules tomorrow night, just before Christmas for the COVID thing, I think. But anyway, I want to talk to you about something because there's an article that popped up over the weekend here from the Epoch Times. And it's entitled, COVID May Be Waning, But Will They Tell Us?, written by Roger Simon, who is a very good writer, does a lot of research and gets it right. And he talks about the fact that the numbers are going down, that kind of shows us that things are working better, if you will, in respect to that, number one. Number two, he's also talking about a couple of predictions. One is that Joe Biden needs to get a political boost because of the problems that he's got going on. And number two is, until there's a regime change at the presidential level, they will never really tell us that the pandemic is really over. And that's probably true, too.
No, there's another article out there by Ben Carson, you know, who's no slouch when it comes to medicine.
Yep.
Who says he can fix the COVID problem today and that is to remove politics from the issue. And he's damn right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both of them are correct. This has been a political football. And when Democrats find a way, find a crisis, and manipulate it, and it works. They keep it in their playbook. There's no reason why Democrats would ever want to let go of the pandemic going into the midterms. None. And with as weak as this president is, there's no reason for them to allow it to dissipate before 2024. They need it. The economy sucks. Prices are high. You know, people are experiencing pain in their pocketbook and their 401k, so they need the crisis to be able to manipulate.
Well, let's go to the phone lines here. We got two callers that are holding. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. First thing, I can't believe that the Democratic Party, there's that many people in the Congress, that they all vote in such lockstep. I mean, certainly there has to be a few people in there that have, besides Joe Manchin, of course, he has a few people there that have some sense enough to see what's in these bills and stuff and go away from party lines. And the second thing is the border wall that Texas is putting up the same quality as the one that Trump was putting up? I mean, it looks a little thinner to me. And does it also have the same technology, in other words, sensors and stuff, okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, number one, I got you. Number two, the border wall he's putting up, some of these materials are the materials that were being stored from the original border wall conception by George W. Bush. Go ahead, Frank.
To his first point, don't forget about Kristen Sinema, who's got her stuff out there as well. She's been a wonderful surprise for people who believe in the Constitution. As far as the wall's concerned, there's something else to consider here, and this is coming from people that I know who are Texas born and raised. The ranchers along the border in Texas were pretty much unwilling to cede their land to the federal government.
Right.
But they're more than willing to cede their land to the state of Texas.
Yep.
So you're going to be able to have it boosted boots on the ground there from Texas authorities along that land once the Texas border wall is built.
Yes, sir.
So that it will be more effective. But you're right. As far as the materials are concerned, this is still state of the art. So I'm
right.
It's not flimsy, to say the least.
Yeah, it's not flimsy at all. And this is a material that was going to be used by George W. Bush, which was similar to the construction that Donald Trump had, but not quite as strong, I guess would be the word I'd want. Some of the steel is not quite as big, so it doesn't look like it do the same thing. It will do the same thing. All right, Frank, you're going to stick around, so hang on. And folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more. And caller, if you want to hang on, you're more than welcome to. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now, Lieutenant Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation. It looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says
at a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt. This bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, and you can certainly do that. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and find out more. Now, I will tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for well over 6 years now, and it works for me. That's why I'm telling you about it. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes to lower or eliminate pain, whatever it is you're having at the time you're having it. Now, I may have problems with the arthritis in my right shoulder, the bursitis in my left wrist, and maybe my back's bothering me. I get the Relief Factor in me, and boom, it stops. And I mean, it stops. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from 4 different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain right at its source. It is 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So, check them out online. This is the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. It's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And give the 1995 3-week quick start a try. All you got to lose is pain. And boy, I think you will. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is back with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Thanks for sticking around. Okay, we have had a very patient telephone caller on the line with us, so let me go over here. Mel in Saratoga Springs. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Yes, and I do tune into Frank's program, Underground USA. Now, to go back to the wall, I would have to say that, you know, on the Mexican side, we should go 10 miles into Mexico. Collapse all those tunneling. The wall's all fine and good, but there's tunneling under it. So I would say within a 10-mile distance into Mexico, collapse all that tunneling and deploy explosive devices. And then on the other side, the next administration should have all the have the states turn over all the welfare rolls of these illegal aliens that have come into the country. We're receiving our tax dollars in regards to social services. Turn it over to the federal government and have a mass deportation. Have those documents followed right to the addresses that they go to. Have a mass deportation. Send these people back to Mexico or wherever they come from, south of the border. Yeah. So, all I think that's got to be a step that has to be taken. We're invaded here.
All
our
right.
dollars are going right now.
Okay. Thanks. Well, let's let Frank talk about it. Okay, thank you. Okay. Frank, what he says has some merit, except for the fact that, you know, you talked about me wanting to do what I want to do. That's an act of war when we do that.
Well, and the collapsing of the tunnels, he's got a point. I mean,
oh, sure.
If we can find them, and when we do find them, we do mitigate them. But making sure that tunnels that arrive over on this side, we can collapse all the tunnels on our side as much as we want.
Sure.
You know, and that does stem the aggress. As far as the deportations are concerned, you know, we could pretty much agree that the full throttle on that happened underneath Donald Trump, and that wasn't a lot.
No.
And that's because Democrats, even in the minority, can throw wrenches into that. People like Dick Durbin and, you know, are just hyper-focused on making sure that that never happens.
Mm-hmm.
So the best course of action at this point is to shut the spigot off.
Yep.
You know, you can complain about the flooding bathtub all you want and say that we need to pull the drain, but you got to shut the water off first.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to roll this Congress over. We need to flip this Congress. The House of Representatives needs to be controlled by the Republicans, and if they get 50 or 60 seats or whatever the heck they get, it's better than what they got now. That's number one. And number two, it looks like as if, and I heard this over the weekend, and boy, this was a Democrat doing the talking, Doug Schoen. He thinks the Republicans are going to pick up 10 seats in the Senate.
Well, I'm from his lips to God's ear. You know, I would love to see the gains that they're talking about. But I also heard, you know, the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, come on and say, if Democrats win the midterms, we're going to investigate this, investigate that, and everything else. I don't want – it bothers me when I hear someone who's being told he's going to pick up 40 to 50 seats talking about losing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the same problems that we had in 2020 at the voting booths in many states still exists.
Yep.
You know, so we can't fall back on just saying, okay, that was a one-off in 2020. They stole the election, but it'll be okay next time.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure it's okay next time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got a Congress that's controlled by the Democrats still talking about election reform legislation going through before the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beware, people. They're changing the rules of the game here if they could pass anything about election reform at the federal level about federal elections. It's supposed to be the purview of the states, not the federal government. So when these bills come into play, and Schumer and Pelosi will move them before the midterms, we've got to be all hands on deck to put pressure on our elected officials to say those bills will not pass.
Mm-hmm. If you vote for the bill, we vote you out. It's that simple.
Has to be. Has to be.
And we got to get involved.
Because that will be one of the final pieces of the fundamental transformation of the United States of America.
You're right.
By word.
You are right. You are absolutely spot on correct. And I've talked about this at length, as have you. And we've talked about it for the 20 years you and I have been on the radio.
Yeah. You have to stop the federal government from incrementally encroaching upon the rights of the states. And right now we're staring only one possibility left, in it's the last arrow in the quiver, The governors have to start seriously contemplating employing the idea of nullification when the federal government keeps encroaching on the sovereignty of the states. We just do.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to say you're welcome to a couple of well-known morning talk show hosts who get a lot of their show prep from listening to you and I in particular on Mondays and Fridays, because I guarantee you, if you wait and listen to them at the times that they're on, you will hear exactly what we're talking about right now with them trying to explain to their audience what's going on when they don't have a freaking clue.
Well, you know, it's always nice to be able to see the conversation, Captain.
That's right. Now, efforts are underway right now to stop Biden's vaccine mandate for private businesses. It's going to reach the Supreme Court in fairly fast motion. Now, this is Missouri doing this, a Missouri attorney general and three companies, and I'll name the three companies: Phillips Manufacturing and Tower Company, Six Arp LLC, and Oberg Industries LLC, all filed an emergency application for an injunction on Friday, saving the Biden administration, saying rather that the Biden administration is pursuing unlimited federal executive power in the vaccine mandate for private businesses. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, let's see if they hear it. And this opens up another conundrum we were talking about just before we came back from the break.
Right.
If the Supreme Court decides to hear this challenge that's brought by the state level, then they're proving that they shirked their responsibility during the 2020 election when the state of Texas asked them to intervene on behalf of states where the Constitution was broached and election law was changed by the executive branch, which is against the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
When the Supreme Court said that the states didn't have standing to bring the suit.
Mm-hmm.
So SCOTUS is kind of damned if they do and damned if they don't in this one. If they do the responsible thing and hear the case, they prove they dropped their responsibility during the election.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, then they're not serving the American people per the Constitution. So, you know, I hope they intercede on this. The draconian efforts of the executive branch during the Biden administration with these mandates has been nothing but unconstitutional, and he needs to be reined in. Let's see if John Roberts has a set and can do it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, say good morning to George Godfather chiming in. He just said that in Australia, they're talking about putting chips. Vaccine cards chips are being put into bodies in Australia. Too many fake cards.
They are starting to implant COVID passport chips in Australia.
Hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the scariest thing I've heard in a very long time. And we've got Joe Biden as president.
Yeah.
We cannot allow any of that to go forward in any form.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you on Friday. We will be here on Christmas Eve, both you and I. We won't be here Christmas, but we'll be here Friday to talk to everybody. So have a great day, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Check it out. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I think we will do that. And, oh, by the way, don't forget this is when we have Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, on the program Mondays and Fridays. And, of course, a lot of stuff happened yesterday, and here's what Patrick does during the week.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is right here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Not a good morning for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, not a good morning for that quarterback that got carted off either. What was that, the Baltimore Ravens?
Teddy Bridgewater for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, my God. I mean, he went up in the air, came down, landed on his head.
Not good. But he's in stable condition. They say he's going to be okay. So thank goodness for that. I think it's more just knocked him out the way he hit his head, you know, which is a good thing. Because at first, you know, when he wasn't moving, you know, we were thinking the worst. You know, it's just more of a knockout. So, yeah, it was sad just the way it happened. Just, you know, in the game last night, a lot of Tampa Bay Buccaneers players got hurt and
three of them
off the field. Yeah, it's a physical game, and now this late in the year, you know, your body's taking its toll and a lot of changes, longer season, and trying to prepare, and it's not easy to say the least. But there was some good football yesterday, Captain. Buffalo beat Carolina 31-14, so the Bills are, you know, trying to catch to the Patriots up there. Patriots lost Saturday. There you go.
Okay.
Buffalo, New York fans and people here in Tampa Bay area that are Buffalo fans. A lot of people like Buffalo across the country, too, because of Chris Berman back in the day with ESPN and the four Super Bowls they went to straight. One of these days, hopefully they will win one. And then the upset of the day, Captain, the Detroit Lions.
Oh, my God.
Arizona Cardinals, 30-12. I mean, who would have thunk that? I mean, just a really up and down year this year. It's funny. These teams come off their bye week, and sometimes I just don't think they're, you know, played football for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing.
By the way, let me ask you a question before you keep going there. I watched Tiger Woods in a highlight, and his son, 11 years old, I believe. And my God, it was like watching a professional golfer out there playing. I mean, this is unbelievable. This kid's good.
Kid Charlie's good. You're right, Captain. No, he's very good. Tiger Woods' kid is good. And it's amazing Tiger's out there hitting a golf ball after what he went through.
Well, he had some trouble. You could see that. He had to stop several times and get off his leg, you know, lift his leg up. And you could see he was wearing a brace of some sort.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. But he's fighting through it. I give him a lot of credit, man. I'm glad he's doing okay.
Rehab takes a long time when you break legs like that. I know. I've been there.
Yeah, you've been there, Captain. Mm-hmm. The Miami Dolphins hanging there in the playoff hunt. They won 31-24 over the Jets. That was another game. Miami coming off their bye week was a little lethargic, but then
the Miami Football Dolphins.
Yeah, there you go.
Otherwise known as the Fish.
The Fishies, the Finnies, the Dallas Cowboys, 21-6 over the New York Giants. So the Cowboys put themselves in a good
position. And Mike Glennon, I was shocked to see him playing quarterback because I knew he went somewhere, but that's the somewhere.
Yeah, he's been around the league now. It seems like he's been playing forever, Captain. He's only 32. So that's amazing.
10 years.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
19-13 over the Tennessee Titans. I mean, Tennessee competed. Pittsburgh looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth. And then I was a little surprised. I thought the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to come out and be fired up after Urban Meyer was terminated and show the people that they are ready to play ball. But
okay.
Beat them 30-16.
By the way, Urban Meyer apologized to Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's good. You know, that's showing some class move. I don't know what's going on in his head. He's acted very funny over the course of the last year. You know, he's had health issues before. I don't know if that's part of it. Just very, very strange.
Well, maybe that's what happens when you load up at all the Viagra.
something, Captain, I'll tell you, doesn't make sense.
And I'm only saying that because of him chasing all the women.
Yeah, I mean, just very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I mean, I just don't get it. And again, the pressure of the NFL versus the pressure of college,
mm-hmm.
worlds apart, Captain, worlds apart. And coaching, you know, grown men that are doing it for a living and coaching kids that are just away from home for the first time.
Okay.
Totally different. Galaxies apart. Yes, sir.
I got one I want to talk in there.
Go ahead.
New York Mets.
Yeah, man.
And hired a new manager.
I like Buck Showalter. I do too. Nice job, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot. I think it's going to be fantastic to see, you know, what he can accomplish and what he can do for the team coming up this year. So, no, that's going to be a lot of fun to see baseball again this year. And I just want us to get back to the country we were, Captain. And
We don't know if we're going to see baseball this year. Just start with, remember?
No. Yeah, I know. That's mm-hmm. why we need to work on that. That's very important. You know, a couple games tonight, Captain, you're going to have the Las Vegas Raiders playing the Cleveland Browns.
5:00.
Yeah, that's going to have some playoff implications, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have, you know, the Chicago Bears taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
The Bears.
15. then we have two games tomorrow, Captain, you know, because of the COVID situation, both at 7 o'clock. The Seattle Seahawks will go out to the L.A. Rams, and the Washington football team will go down to Philly and play the Philadelphia Eagles. So there you go. So that'll be interesting tomorrow also, Captain. So we'll see how the rest of the year plays out. A lot of college football this week, which will be fun for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then a week from this Friday, we're going to have the college playoffs. You know, Georgia against Michigan, Alabama against Cincinnati, to see who's going to be the national champion this year in college football.
By the way, we're going to see you tomorrow?
I believe so, unless they call me to a seminar. We'll wait and see if they need me at a seminar tomorrow. If not, I will be at Mission Barbecue.
You'll bring your seminar to us.
There you go. I like that idea. I like that idea, Captain. By all means. It's always a pleasure having lunch with you and the fellas and just talking about, you know, good things.
Oh, they'll be talking about sports, believe me.
No, yeah, absolutely. No, we should have a good time. Well, Captain, I appreciate you, you know. As always, take care. We'll talk Friday. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, God bless you. Thanks, you know, for having me do the show. And if I can help out anybody with any insurances between now and the end of the year, give me a call at 813-966-1052.
That's it,
sir. God bless.
And don't let your powder dry. All right. See you later. All right. That's Patrick Kylan, the Sports On quarterback. By the way, final minute here, brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominique's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, remember, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds, 4500 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. And you might even get some free donuts in the back room. They're not supposed to, I'm not supposed to tell you they're back there, but they're back there. Well, today's going to be an interesting day all around the globe. And whatever it is, it's going to take place in Washington, D.C. We just don't have any idea where this is all going to go next. But Joe Biden is literally at the end of his rope. And so are the Democrats. Yeah, we know they're going to try to do something and pull something out of their hat. And they got plans to do whatever. We know all that. But we have to be smarter than them and hold the line. We need to stand up tall, get involved, and let these politicians know that if they dare to vote for any of this crap, that they're done, they're over. We will vote them out of office, and they know what that's all about. They'll lose their golden egg.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.